thanks for downloading the audio podcast of this week's sermon. We pray you'll be blessed and encouraged with the words you hear.
Second Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3, 4, and 5 says this here. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. The second reading is found in Ephesians, friends, chapter 6, and again, it's just three verses. Chapter 6 of Ephesians, verses 10, 11, and 12. And that's a very well-known passage of Scripture about the armour of God, although we're not going to be speaking about the armour of God today. So Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armour of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That word wiles translated in the Greek is methodeis. I think that's how it's pronounced, which simply means method or methods of the devil. Able to stand against the wiles or the methods of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Amen. And we trust that God will add a blessing from the reading of his word. Father, we thank you today that we are found in your house. We thank you for the children, Lord. We thank you for the wee lambs. We thank you for Joanne speaking to them this morning. We thank you for them up in Sunday school now. And we ask you, Lord, you would bless them. But likewise, us here, Lord, around your word this morning. Bless us in your wonderful presence. As John has already prayed, we pray for the Dempster family this morning. Just at this time as we are here, committing Pastor Dempster and the committal in Ballymena, Lord. So, Father, we just ask, you be with us now. Reveal your word unto us. Use these lips of clay, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen and amen. Friends, since man fell in the Garden of Eden, there has been a history of wars, battles, conflicts, conquests, civil unrest, and fighting. Man has been fighting since back from the Garden of Eden. We know through our history lessons in school, the things like the Battle of Hastings in 1066, Battle of Waterloo, and more recently in our last century, the World Wars I and World Wars II, the Holocaust. We know of the troubles here in Northern Ireland. If you're a certain age, you'll know of the troubles in Northern Ireland. And more recently, the war in Ukraine is very much in our focus. I don't want to offend anybody this morning, because I know that there'll be some people who have lost loved ones in some of those conflicts and those battles, and they have paid the ultimate sacrifice so that you and I have our freedoms, which we have in modern day times. But when you put all those wars together, from the Garden of Eden, from man started to fight, right up to now, if you put all those battles together, all those wars together, they have to pale into the distance compared to the spiritual battle that goes on for the souls of men and women, boys and girls, every single second of the day. And sadly, many Christians don't believe this even happens. Many Christians don't understand it. And many Christians don't even want to know about the battle that rages in the spiritual realm for the souls of men and women, boys and girls. You see, friends, if you're outside of Christ, and I know there's one or two in here, and some, I did contemplate maybe not saying anything. And then I thought, no, do you want to know something? This is too important not to say something to those who are unsaved this morning. When you're going along in life's journey and you have no thought of God, there's no thought of Jesus, no thought of salvation, no thought of sin, you're not really that worried about the lifestyle you're leading. You're out with the lads, you're out with the lassies, you're drinking, you're rock and rolling, you're doing whatever it is you do, and you have no thought of God. The devil ain't going to bother you. He will not cross your path because he has you where he wants you. However, and I believe there are people in here are in this position today. Once the Holy Spirit starts to convict you of your sin, once the Holy Spirit starts to challenge you in your mind of your sin, once you start in your mind to think, well, you know, there maybe is something about this Jesus that I hear about. There maybe is something about salvation. There maybe is something about sin and my lifestyle, and I would need to clean up my act a wee bit and how I'm living. Once you start to think of that, that is the conviction of the Holy Spirit on your life, and that is the first point of contact with a holy God, will be the conviction of the Holy Spirit on your life. Once that starts, you'll know there's a devil and you'll know there's a Satan. You maybe didn't believe it before. But you see, once you start to turn your head and your thoughts towards God and towards Jesus, you will know that there is a devil. There's many of us in here who have been on that journey. And you know what I'm talking about. You know there's a devil. And once you start to think about God and you start to think about Jesus, the battle has begun. Of course, the enemy will send in his two opening batsmen. Time and friends. You've time. You've time. It's called for the younger ones procrastination. That's what the big word that I'm not going to spell it for you. Procrastination. Putting things off. And it's one of the biggest things that the devil will use to stop you coming to Jesus. You've time for worry. Live your life. Time enough for that again. And friends, we worry about our friends. What will our friends say? What will so-and-so? Oh, I run about with so-and-so. He'll laugh at me. She'll laugh at me if I come to Jesus. And so this battle starts in your mind, friend. And I know that's where one or two are. I know that. That's where you're at. You have this, you know that Jesus is speaking to you. You know the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. He's telling you about your life and your sin. And on the other side, you have time. What about your friends? And this battle starts and it ensues. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. Now is the accepted time, friend. Now is the day of salvation. Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. My spirit shall not strive with man forever. There's a warning there, folks. You see, if I was to come to your house and I was wanting to come and visit you, I would come and I would knock the door. You wouldn't come. I would knock it again. And you still wouldn't come. What's going on now? No answer. So I would go and I would kick in the window then, so I would, to see where you're at. And I maybe would see you disappearing behind a door or behind the sofa. And I would think to myself, what's that boy? So when I would go back to the door, I would be hitting it like this time. You see, God is knocking on your heart's door, friend. And he's knocking, and he's knocking, and he's knocking. And you are in a place today, a very privileged place, that Jesus is calling you. If you're continually knocking at somebody's door and you know they're there and they're not going to come, sooner or later, I'm going to think, I'm going to walk away. And God's Spirit may not always strive with you. And that's the warning to you today, friend. God's a gentleman. He wants to see you saved. But there may come that time where he'll think, okay, I'll just walk away. And his spirit will not strive with you anymore. You see, this is where the time thing comes in. Oh, I'll get saved down here. I'll get saved when I'm 50, or I'll get saved when I'm 60, or I'll get saved when I'm a bit older and I'll enjoy life. No guarantees, friend. Absolutely no guarantees. Looking around here today, I see trophies of his wonderful grace. Smile at me, some of you that know that you are a trophy. Do you know you're a trophy of his grace this morning? His wonderful grace. You're a child of God this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless him. And you know about this battle that some of these people are going through because you've been there yourself. And that's why we have a role in praying for our loved ones. That's why we have a role in this battle that is ensuing, that we pray for them, that they would see, that they would know, and they would come to Jesus. Of course, as well as that there, we know only too well that even though you do come to Jesus, and though you come and you become a Christian, you get saved, and you start to follow him, Satan doesn't give up. Sure, he doesn't. Satan doesn't pack up, say to the demons and his cohorts and say, right, boys, pack everything up. We've missed out on Amy over here. She's come to know Jesus. So pack everything up. We'll just move on to the next one. Oh, no. That's not the way it works. That's not the way it works, folks. If he fails to stop you from coming to Jesus, the next job that he gets into is he will harass and entice to stop you from being a better Christian and from praising and worshipping. And sadly, all too often, he succeeds, friends. This wasn't originally down in my message, but I thought about this all week and I felt I should share it, and I've put it in. And it has come about after Pastor Paul's testimony last Sunday night. I don't know if whoever was here and heard it. Johnny and Susie and the kids were round at ours for a wee cup of tea after church last Sunday night, and Johnny and me spoke a wee bit about it. And then suddenly it just hit us, and it has stayed with me all week. And I want to just share it with you. And there are a lot of new faces in this place as well over the last few weeks and months. And we're trying to, certainly I am trying to equate it all into my head, is what's it all about and what's it all for? Pastor Paul shared that him and Esther and the family were living on the crest of a wave. And then in 2004, they had their Job moment as far as finances was concerned, lost everything. And then they had to start and rebuild their life, which brought them back to a point where he started to felt God leading them back into the ministry that they had started 30 years previously but had left. And then he asked about getting back into the ministry, and they told him that he would have 15 years, a specific time. And it suddenly dawned on me, here was a man, we're going back to 2007, friends, where a change happened in someone's life that has now progressed through for a specific time, for a specific season, in a specific place. And that place is here. And I thought, wow, what does God want to do here? Because that man was impacted all the way back in 2007. And I am, I won't say struggling, but I'm trying to comprehend it all. And there are a lot of new faces. And you're here not by chance. You're here as well for a specific time for a specific season in a specific place, which is here. And I wondered what God wants to do with us, because you will all have a part to play, as well as Paul and the leadership team. Everyone will have a part to play. Then I thought about, obviously, the one thing I have noticed about our encounter nights, and the one thing I have noticed about times of prayer recently, is the urgency in prayer for our loved ones. Time's short, isn't it? And there's a real urgency in prayer for our loved ones. And I have three children. And I need them. I pray for them. And I need people to partner with me. I need people to come alongside me to pray for them. And I know there are many doing it, but I believe it's a job for everyone. And likewise, I have to partner with you for your loved ones as well. And I believe once we get ourselves right, once we get ourselves in that place where God wants us to be, once we get into that place where we all have found what we need to do in God's plan that has started in 2007 by a man that was lowered down to nothing and then started a journey to get him here all these years later, to start and see this that's happening amongst us. And we feel, and many have said they've felt the presence of God in here. Yes or no? Yes. It's for our loved ones. So we need to partner together. We need to start. We need to think what that is, how that is, how that'll work out, how that'll plan out. I haven't got an answer for you this morning, but I do know God has the answer. And I hope and pray that in the coming days and weeks and months that we can see that and we can find it. I'm going to be harsh here. Quite frankly, if you're not able to partner with me for my children and I'm not able to partner for you for your children, well then I might have, there's the door. Simple. That's harsh. But that's what it is. My three children are lost at this moment in time and I need them prayed for. I need them just bringing them up in prayer and lifting them up in prayer. And likewise, each and every one of you will have loved ones that need to be lifted up in prayer as well. And you need me to do that for you in the same way that you have to do it for me. And see if we can't do it. See if I can't do it for you. I might as well go out the door, for I'm no use to you. And that is the challenge for us all. It's a battle, a battle, a battle. I've got three battles that I want to bring to you this morning. Battles of emotion. Battles of emotion. I want you to picture the illustration or the scene. A lonely, scunnered, fed up bus driver driving along Long Commons and the traffic's going nowhere. Snarled up. And he's just fed up. He's had enough. He's had a long day. And then he sees a young couple, about mid-20s, coming walking down the street the other way, and their arms around each other. And they're so very much in love. They're as close as that there. You couldn't get the proverbial cigarette paper between them. The young ones can ask the old ones what that is, okay? And they're just so bonded and tight together, and they're in love, and they're just, I love you, oh, I love you, I love you. They're rubbing their noses together and wee butterfly kisses and all the rest of it. They're just so much. They're just focused on each other. All the ladies are thinking, oh, this is lovely, isn't it? And the men are saying, right, brother, move on, move on. And as they come alongside the bus, the driver catches her eye. And you young folks aren't here. He waves at her. 9 times out of 10, you wave at a good-looking girl. She'll wave back at you, boys. Okay, so remember. He waves at her. And yes, she looks up. And with that search me look on her face, she goes, who's that? And the bus moves on, and they move down past. And then I can see in my mirror that they're not beside each other anymore. There's a gap between them. And I would suggest the story goes something like this here. Who's that boy? Who's that boy? And she's going, I haven't a clue who that is. Well, he seems to know you well enough the way we have not. It's a silly wee illustration. But in our marriages, in our relationships, in our family, in our friends, in our church family, wee things like that, wee thing, the devil comes in, the wiles of the devil, the methods of the devil, he uses wee things, he said, she said, and then all of a sudden we've got strife and we've got worry and we've got people not talking to each other. Be careful, friends. I believe we're coming to something special. I believe that. I don't know if you feel that. I believe that. And when you put all these jigsaw pieces together, and they're starting to add up. They're starting to add up. See, James 4 and 7 says, resist the devil and he will flee. 1 Peter 5, verse 5, submit to God and resist the devil. 1 Peter 5 and 7, be sober and be vigilant. Jude 1 and verse 9 is a good one. The Lord rebuke you. The devil. The Lord rebuke you. Michael the archangel was disputing the body of Moses, and he dared not. Michael the archangel dared not bring an accusation against the devil. We're in a battle. We have to play our part, but the battle belongs to the Lord. The battle belongs to the Lord. It might come as a surprise to you, but you're not going to be with everybody. You're not going to get on with everybody in church, but you'll get on with most people. Be wary of the wiles of the devil. 2, battle of circumstance. You'll say to me, you don't know my situation, Mark. You could have health issues, wealth issues, worries, fears, family members are giving you problems. We all have our different circumstances and our different worries and our different fears. A gentleman bought a picture one time, and he hung it in the hallway, and he was able to look at the picture every time he went out and every time he came in the front door. And he loved the picture, so much so that he felt that I need to protect this picture a wee bit more than what I'm doing here, so I'm going to get it reframed and put it behind glass. And he did that, and he put it up, and he loved the picture. And then one day he was going past it. His elbow touched it and it came crashing down onto the floor. And he thought, oh, it's broken. And he turned it over and he found it was still in one piece and he hung it up on the wall. And it was okay except for a small hairline fracture in the bottom right-hand corner of the frame. But he looked at it and he thought, no, it's okay, you know, it's okay. Unless I know that wee hairline fracture, the wee hairline cracks there, I'll not see it. And he used to come in and he admired his picture many days. But you know, friends, there was just some days he came and all he could see was the hairline fracture on the picture. And that's like us sometimes. We do go through things. We go through our worries. We go through our fears. I know some of you are there at this moment in time. I know that there is a battle. And these battles come along. And like I said a couple of weeks ago, but the guy in the wheelbarrow was the boy was stealing the wheelbarrows, but the security guard was focused on the wee box in the wheelbarrow and he didn't see the bigger picture. Sometimes we just get so hung up on the wee box or the wee crack in the glass and we don't see the bigger picture. And it stops our praise and worship. And yes, I know our circumstances can be hard. I know when you're standing here, maybe when we're singing, there's the lump in the throat, there's the tears in the eyes and what you're going through. That's fair enough, friends. Just you listen to God's music and listen to God's singing. A verse of scripture I found mentioned 3 times. If God says something once, that's worth listening to. If he says something twice, take note. If he says something 3 times, there must be something in it. I think it's maybe for somebody in here this morning. Psalm 42 verse 5 and Psalm 42 verse 11 and Psalm 43 verse 5 are the exact same verses. Exact same words. 3 verses, very close together, and the exact same words. And I'm going to read from 43 and 5. Why are you cast down, O my soul? That's maybe for somebody in here this morning. And why are you disquieted within me? And here's the phrase in the middle. Hope in God. Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Friends, if you're struggling with your circumstance today, if you're worried about your circumstance, there is hope in God. Hope in God. Lastly and thirdly, battle of snares and traps. The battle of snares and traps. Friends, there's many battles I could speak about, and to be honest with you, you could take a Sunday in each of these battles. And I'm just briefly going over it. But this is the last one. And I think this may be for somebody as well. Battles of snares and traps. I have been kindly permitted to tell this story. And it's funny that Joanne was up this morning, because this story is about Joanne, so it is. And there was a time in the church where we had a cleaning rota a few years ago. And it usually was a couple of couples. And you had a month, and you came, and you took an evening, and you come, and you'd done a wee bit of hoovering and a wee bit of dusting. And the good lady wife and myself were paired up with Mr. and Mrs. Stinson over here on the right-hand side, or my left. And we were here one evening, and Joanne arrived in a bit of a tizzy. Did you ever get into a bit of a tizzy? At that time, she was doing a little bit of childminding, and one of the clients that she was looking after the child for wasn't paying for a week or two. And then this week, she landed to Joanne with a set of angel cards. And Joanne was in the tizzy. Oh, what am I going to do? I don't need them. What is she giving me these here for? I don't even want them. I don't even like them. Phil and me said, girls, go yous on into the church there and start cleaning them. It's a good way of getting out of cleaning for a wee minute or two. We went to the shop, we bought some lighter fluid and a match, a lighter or two or matches, and we come back here to the church. Unbeknown to us, Joanne was in another tizzy at this stage, because she thought, oh, I have to give them back. I hope they're not, I think she had an idea of what we were going to do. And she said, well, I have to give them back to this lady. What am I going to tell her? And I thought, to be honest with you, Joanne, I couldn't care what you were going to tell her at that stage. But unbeknown to us as well, the girls had started to pray in here. And Phil and me went out round to the back of the church. And we lit those things. And they spat. And they spewed the whole time we burnt at them out there. And I'll never forget this. And I think Phil will confirm this with my recollection anyway. When they were nearly all burnt, he had a stick in his hand. And at the very last, he gave them a bit of a poke and a push to make sure everything was burnt. And there was just a shoom, shoom, flame shot out of it, and that was that goal. Thankfully, Joanne was switched on to these cards and the snare and the trap of them. But sadly, too many are not. Snare or snares is mentioned 69 times in the Bible. And I believe this is for someone in here today. Maybe you need to deal with something that you may have been snared with at some time in your life. Too many Christians get sucked into what they see as harmless things. Simple, reading your stars or your horoscopes in the newspaper. And if you do that, he has a grip of you. He has a grip of you. And too many people, too many Christians, thinks it's harmless. It's far from it. It allows Satan, it provides him a way in, it provides him an entrance into your life. I'll widen it a wee bit, and we're nearly finished, so bear with me. Fortune telling. Crystal balls, tarot cards, palm readings, tea leaves, hypnotists. I had to do this in my own life, because I remember going to a hypnotist years ago in the Manor Hotel in Ballymoney. Now, I can't say it wasn't a funny night, because it was a funny night. It was entertaining. And he did what he asked the people. He asked the people that they... did they feel strange in any way? And there was this, I always remember this one guy said, yeah. And so he brought him up onto the stage, and he'd done that thing, you know, look into my eyes, Don't look around my eyes, look into my eyes. 1, 2, 3, you're under. And he told him that he was going to ask him during the show for the time. And each time he would stand up and be cross about it and tell him to mind his own business. And he just, 3, 2, 1, you're back in the room, sent him back down to his chair. During that whole show, he asked that man about a dozen times for the time. And each time he stood up and told him, mind your own business, and sat straight back down again. Why I'm telling you that is, it was years later, even after I had got saved and come to know Jesus, God brought that to my mind, and I had to deal with that, friends. I had to deal with that. And I'm just wondering, is there anyone in here today who has had a similar experience, but as yet you haven't dealt with it? Charms for warts, verrucas, things like that. That was another thing I had to deal for. I remember being taken for to get a verruca in my foot charmed one time. A lot of nonsense, folks. But we, a lot of times, feel it's harmless and we get caught and we get caught up in it and we're involved in it. So I'm saying to you today, if there's something in your life and you're thinking back, oh, I remember one time ago with a group of girls or a group of lasses, and we went to an old fortune teller. Oh, it's a lot of nonsense, I know that. But you were there. It has to be dealt with, friends. It has to be dealt with. If God is going to move, and we believe he's going to move, we believe he's going to move, amen? Then we must be prepared for the enemy to be trying his utmost to be against us. And these battles will be real and moving forward. There may be things you need to deal with, friends. I'm not saying that that you come up this morning for prayer. We're not doing that. We don't have time for that. But certainly, and as we come around God's table this morning, you can ask God forgiveness for something this morning and deal with it this morning. This is a time and an opportunity to deal with something. If you feel that you need prayer at some stage, come and see it. If there's something you think, well, I agree enough, I went to a thing years ago, come and see us. We'll pray with you. Because it's a hindrance and it holds us back in what we want to do. Always remember, we're on the victory side, amen? We're in a battle, we're in a war, but we're in the winning team. And we're in the winning team because of this table. At the cross. At the cross. We're going to come around the table now, friends. We're going to go into a wee time of praise and worship. And as we come, lift up your voice and sing on to him. There may be things that you think about in your life and you need to deal with them. Maybe something this week, deal with it. Because he is able. We sing his praise. It's making his praise glorious, not ours. You might struggle to sing. We talked about that the last time. Yeah, I understand you might struggle to sing sometimes. And then listen and let God minister to you.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like any more information, have a look at our website at www.ballymoneyelam.com.